Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
On today's wrestling news, we've got the first name announced for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Alexa Bliss clarifies a recent WWE hiatus report.
Got an update on the Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania.
And backstage notes on AEW trying to sign the Elite to new contracts.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the description below. Click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, Rey Mysterio is the first official name added to the Hall of Fame class of 2023. And what a goddamn deserving name it is. Mm-hmm. So this was announced on SmackDown. Obviously, it's being tied into the storyline with Dominic Mysterio. So it was announced, and then before Rey Mysterio could say anything about it, Dom kind of rushed in and had a go at his dad, obviously. Then Legado del Fantasma came in to defend him, and then they had a match with the Judgment Day later, and then Rey Mysterio beat them all on his own, obviously. And then after the match again, sort of Dom was antagonizing Rey, and he went to take another swing at him. But instead, Rey kind of ducked out of the way this time instead of just taking a punch from his son, and Dominic kind of tumbled out of the ring. So we're still obviously headed towards the father-son match at WrestleMania, which I'm very, very much looking forward to at this point. But in general, this is hugely well-deserved in terms of a Hall of Fame entrant. Rey's been going now since 1989 was when he had his first match, which is genuinely insane. And that kind of longevity is very rare in wrestling in general, mm-hmm. but especially when you consider the style that Rey Mysterio wrestles, the fact that he can still go at this age, at like 48, yeah, I think he is now, almost 49, and still go at the level that he goes all the time. Genuinely incredible. You look through his entire back catalogue of matches and you would be incredibly hard-pressed to find one bad match in the lot of him. I remember when we were doing the Retro Ups and Downs show, he cropped up in so many shows, way more than anybody else, and every single one of them was a contender for match of the night. Mm-hmm. Just his career in general, spanning through WCW, obviously like 20 years plus in WWE now as well. Multi-time champions. He's a Grand Slam champion. Won the tag team titles with his son, the only father-son duo to ever do that. It's a long and storied career, and it's incredibly well-deserved for Rey Mysterio.
Yes, and WCPW Hall of Famer as well, obviously.
Exactly, welcome, Rey. We definitely made you.
Exactly. He's just one of those people that you can genuinely... you have to talk about him in the GOAT conversation. You just do. Yeah. Because like you said, barely ever that I can remember had a bad match. He's been a crowd favourite babyface throughout his entire WWE run, which is
how many
insane.
People can say that they've been a babyface at that level in terms of love and support for that goddamn long? I don't think anybody else can say that.
And I can't wait to be sat there with a popcorn when whoever's announced as the person inducting Rey into the Hall of Fame, they get jumped by the Judgment Day and they go out and just rip him to shreds for the induction speech. And then they have a bit of a fight and then he proceeds to do his actual speech because you have to give Rey a speech. But yeah, that'll be fun. There'll be loads of shenanigans. There's got to be, because it's just that's what we expect from this insane Mysterio storyline, which now is becoming, the way they've kind of built this on television, it's one of those where we knew it was coming and like sometimes the obvious is the best thing. Like, it just is. But with this, I quite admire how they are kind of not dragging it out, but they're just letting it breathe. And just this Rey won't hit his son, he won't strike back, but then he's just getting physical in his own sneaky kind of creative way, just dodging out of the way of Dominic. So he flies out of the ring and he's like, I could have got you. And he's like, I've still not took a hit you, but I got the better of you. It's just, I quite enjoy it. Yeah. And I think it's going to be one of the absolute hits of the night, depending on where it lands. So that's, I'm very much looking forward to that. But somebody who probably isn't at this point, if I was going to put some money on it, probably isn't going to be on the WrestleMania card. That's not been officially confirmed at this moment. But the way things are looking, it doesn't look like Alexa Bliss is going to be in town for it, because there's been a lot of reports recently. Specifically, there was one, I think, yesterday in the Wrestling Observer, the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, that suggested that she was going to be on another hiatus for a while. That's how Dave Meltzer put it in the newsletter. And there was also reports last month as well from PW Insiders saying that she was expected to be off television for a while, and not really like specified how long, but because she just wasn't being factored into storylines for a bit. So again, it was just looking like she wasn't going to be on the road to WrestleMania. But now Bliss has come out on Twitter and said that this is all pretty much BS. Like, she said that, I'm not on hiatus, I'm tired of seeing these tweets, they know where to find me. So it just looks, based on these tweets, whether it is just some kind of work and she's like trying to just build up anticipation and use them to get eyes on her, that could be that. Or it could just generally be a case of, no, I'm just here and they just don't want to use me, not on hiatus, don't know what's going on. She also went on to say, you also need to remember that you only see what parts of life I want you to see. So it's another little thing of alluding to, she's not explicitly said she's on hiatus. Like, this is all just people joining dots together and reporters claiming they know what's going on, but maybe they don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It's one of those kind of things again. Of course, she hasn't been seen on WWE television since the Royal Rumble, where she lost to Bianca Belair over the Raw Women's Championship. And then after that, there was all the spooky Uncle Howdy playground weirdness that happened in the stadium, and nobody really reacted to it. So a lot of people were thinking, is she going to be attached to Uncle Howdy properly going forward? Or are they just going to call an audible and realize it's not exactly going down as well as what they would have hoped, and maybe just revert her back to like being an all-around badass like championship contender? We don't know, but right now it's looking like it's a weird one. Yeah, just bring back Goddess Alexa. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it was the best version, and it's odd. It's just odd, this, and I expect there'll be more like coming out over the next couple of weeks maybe, but it's just a strange scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, even the Uncle Howdy stuff, it never really felt sort of coherent or like it had a plan to it. Like, it never felt like it was going anywhere. It was just, oh, we should probably do something with those because they're kind of tied together. So yeah, I mean, it's obviously not Alexa Bliss's idea, I guess, to be on a hiatus or whatever this is. But it's one of those, like, she's almost in the sort of Bayley position from last year, where it's like, got nothing obvious going into WrestleMania, and it's like, wait a minute, how? Yeah. How has she got nothing obvious going into WrestleMania? She's like incredibly talented, she's really over. It's one of those things, I don't understand how you can be in a position where creative has nothing for her within sort of WWE, when she's like so beloved by a lot of people and really good.
But then equally,
it doesn't make any sense.
Equally, I'm happy they're not just dumping everybody in a battle royal like they used to do, because it was just unimaginative.
True,
so maybe just give us something awesome to do on the Raw after WrestleMania and just kickstart a cool summer run.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Why not?
There you go. Do something with her because she's too good to not do anything. Moving over to the Intercontinental title and what is going on with that at WrestleMania. There was a five-way match last night on SmackDown for the number one contendership for it that ended in a draw. Obviously. So Sheamus and Drew both hit the brogue kick and the claymore at the same time on Woods and LA Knight and then pinned them at the exact same time to count the three to get the sort of draw as both of them win the match, weirdly enough. But that led to Gunther then going backstage and complaining to Adam Pearce, going, "What the hell is going on? I was supposed to know who I was fighting." And Adam Pearce saying, "Yeah, I'll sort it next week. It's going to be Sheamus versus Drew. Whoever wins that, it's going to go on to the IC title match at WrestleMania." So it's been kind of long rumored that it was going to be the kind of triple threat match at WrestleMania of Gunther versus Drew and Sheamus. And this, I guess, is their way of getting to this. I assume there's going to be some kind of shenanigan finish to the match next week as well. Either they both knock each other out with a brogue and a claymore at the same time and they're both down for 10 or whatever. I don't know how it's going to get there, but I assume this is going to end up in the triple threat at Mania, and I'm still completely on board with this, to be fair.
Yeah, and it felt like a lot of the people watching on were, because even though it was this weird kind of, not a screwy finish, but like a draw in a fatal five-way, how do you manage that? People were still like, yeah, we kind of wanted one of these two, so they're both there, okay, cool, we're quite happy, and it's, they've got something here, so I'm quite happy to see how it plays out, so to speak, and just, I really want the physicality. I just want them to kill each other. I want all these three big mini men just smacking the hell out of each other and just turning red. Oh, it's gonna be great. And speaking of weird things that I've got an obsession with, the Elite. So Dave Meltzer has been talking again in the Wrestling Observer about the Elite, and he said that AEW, they want to sign their executive vice presidents Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks to long-term contracts well before they become free agents, which is looking like it's going to be at some point this year. Again, it's not really specifically known when their contracts are going to run out now, because they just don't really disclose this kind of stuff. AEW, fair play to them, that's what they want to do. But it is thought that they're going to receive some significant offers from WWE when those deals do run out. So AEW just trying to get way ahead of the curve and go, please, money, stay with us, you're awesome, you're kind of in the name of our company, we need you. And on top of that, there's a few factors to take in, really, when we're talking about these deals, because obviously it's not just a case of, like, we want to stay at AEW because they're our pals and things like that, even though that'd be great if that was the case. You got to look at Kenny, who's not got any kids or anything like that. If he does just want to go to WWE and just make a lot of money and have loads of fresh new matches, why not? But then on the other side of that, he's waited ages to reopen this Japan door to go back over and work in Japan, do Wrestle Kingdom and all these kind of things. And he's currently the IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion. So he's got all those things to consider. Like, if he goes to WWE, he's probably not going to be able to go to Japan and wrestle and do incredible things there. So that's why I go through all that effort and suddenly go, you know what? Yeah, I'm fine. Bye. And then on top of that, when it comes to the Young Bucks, again, they make a lot of money, but the schedules are going to be a lot, like, harder and a lot more full if you're going to go to WWE. And it means that you're not going to be able to spend as much time with your children, do things like that. You probably won't be able to wrestle exactly the same style that they do in AEW. I think they'd still find a way to do something crazy, because it's the Young Bucks, it's what they do. You look at AJ Styles, he still kind of managed to use bits of his style, but he just took it easy because the schedule was so demanding. A lot of different things at play to consider when talking about this this next move for either of them. And I think right now it looks like Kenny may be the closest person to perhaps going to WWE, but again, it's not anywhere near official or anything like that. Whereas the Young Bucks, you've got to think it makes more sense to stay with AEW. But again, anything can happen. I am not putting any bets on any of this right now. Let's just see what kind of craziness 2023 throws at us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, they'd be mad to not at least consider it in terms of, it is a wrestling business, like it's in the name.
And to at least
gather offers from everywhere to, like, pitch people against each other to get a better offer for themselves. That's the business part of wrestling. You'd be mad not to be in any kind of talks with anyone in lead-ups to things like this. But But yeah, it's an interesting one. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they worked it out for Carl Anderson, and I know Kenny Omega isn't quite at the level of Carl Anderson, but I'm sure they can figure out something to do with Kenny still working for New Japan and doing stuff for WWE at the same time. I'm sure they'll be able to figure something out for him.
I mean, they were apparently considering it with Bryan Danielson before he left. I remember hearing those reports that he actually managed to get them to convince, like, to do it. So there is wiggle room.
Yeah, and there's, like, recently, with the Carl Anderson thing with the Never Open Weight title, and was it Shinsuke working for Noah as well?
Yeah, Noah.
Yeah. So, like, there are things happening now that have never happened before, so there are the possibilities of these things happening. But the prospect of Kenny Omega in WWE is absolutely fascinating, to be fair. I think all of them are at a level where they could at least argue for some kind of creative, if not freedom, but input. On what they do in WWE. I think all of them are at that level where they can argue for that. The Bucks is an interesting one because obviously, historically, WWE haven't been hugely high on tag team wrestling for quite a long time.
But Triple H was in NXT. Let's not forget that. We have many main events with tag teams.
Things do change. But we'll just have to wait and see, and whatever happens, we will keep you informed. But it's kind of fascinating to have the prospect of the E in AEW going over to WWE.
Fascinating. AW all the way. AW. AW. It's not got the same ring, is it?
World Wrestling Elite. Yeah. Bucket.
All wrestling.
Moving over to your quitter testings.
Let's do it.
Testings to end the day. The first one is kind of linked into our list. So Mark Salad has said, more legends, thoughts on if WWE will catch up to AEW for five-star matches. Since AEW started, they have been awarded 20 five-star or higher matches. And since the WWF started, they have 17 five-star or higher matches.
That is a hell of a twist and in a queet.
I was going to say, if they hadn't caught up by now, given they've been going for like 40 years or something, and AEW have been going for three.
Bit of a tough one. But that elite variable, if they go over to WWE, we know Mr. Meltzer likes his elite and gives them all the stars. So I don't know, mate. Weird things have happened again. I've lost all confidence trying to bet against these kind of things nowadays. So I could say if the elite go over, it's a lot more likely. If not, not a chance, sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I think the only person that can drag Meltzer to be giving WWE more five-star matches is probably Kenny Omega at this point. Yep.
Will Ospreay, maybe.
Will Ospreay, maybe, yeah. Or get them both and then you're set. You're golden age.
Do a series, WWE. That's it. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, at the minute, not likely. David Newport comes with our next titter question. I mean, that's just actually how you say it, but just pronounce
it.
I can't even say it. Anyway, he says, God damn it. Which three wrestlers would you get to host Match of the Day?
So if you don't know what this is all about, any American viewers over there, there's Gary Lineker's this big like host Christmas of Match of the Day. That's the one. Big ears, all the rest of it. So he's like some kind of national treasure. Match of the Day is a big thing over here, like for soccer. Like he's the presenter of that. And for whatever, loads of kind of reasons with tweets and the BBC and all this kind of stuff, he's not going to be doing that. And it's created loads of uproar for this weekend because he's not going
to
be presenting his step back.
He dared to say a Tory policy was inhumane. He dared.
Exactly.
Even though
exactly.
it is. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we're going to get taken down by the BBC as well. So that's it's not very good. So yeah, and a lot of all the other pundits have said, we're not going to go on to Match of the Day now and present. So it's a big thing. So now we've got to get some WWE wrestlers to go in there for just chaotic entertainment because that's what they do best. So I would have people who like football in wrestling. I know Miro is a Real Madrid fan. I know Sheamus is a Liverpool fan. And then just for some added absolute insanity, put Almost in there. So the camera has to go Miro, Sheamus, Almost. And then every time he's got an opinion, they've got to like just
that's
break the necks
awkward,
and show the
like pan up and out. You go, just, how do we fit
what
this?
Do you think, buddy? It's like, I thought it was a good game. Okay, back to Miro. I just think it'd be really funny. So
I like it. Good. I would go, hopefully they have absolutely no knowledge of football.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that'd just be far more entertaining. But the New Day, it's packaged. It's right
there. Oh, lovely.
Sorted. Ratings just through the roof.
Just gyrating and throwing pancakes at the presenter. I'm here for it. Yeah,
talking
take my money.
Probably as little about football as possible.
That's what you need.
I'd actually
that's
watch it then, to be fair.
That's what's going to happen this weekend. They're having no punditry. They're going to have no commentator. It's just going to be the football. That's it. Just the football on screen. So yeah, pancakes as well. Good football. Perfect.
Well done. BBC. And on that note, thank you very much for joining us. You can follow us over on Twitter if you want. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, like I said. Comment down below what you think of all of today's wrestling stories. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.